Well, I see what you're saying, but you know, the coffee shop guy does have a point. It is an excellent excuse to have a party.
Look, all I'm saying is that when you go from a dog to being a human again, it's nice to have a chance to put some clothes back on.
Places, people. Yes, and you too, Mr. Grumley.
Harumph, sir.
It's time once again for another rip-snorting episode of the sit-down, stand-up show. Oh, yes, it is. As you will no doubt remember, in our last episode, we did something or other with a dog show that has absolutely no relevance to this episode.
So what's happening in this episode, Mr. Announcer Fogey?
Well, I really have no idea because they haven't given me a script yet, you see.
No script? Whatever shall we do?
Well, I suppose we could just wing it.
Oh no, we do not want to do that. Remember what happened the last time what's the past tense on that?
I think it's winged.
Do you remember what happened the last time we winged it?
Flashback noise!
Excuse me, Mr. Ernie.
Yes, Mr. Jack?
Do you have the times?
It's 4:30.
4:30, eh?
Yes, in the afternoon.
Oh, I see. That's the best you can do?
I don't have a script. I don't know what to do. I'm not good at thinking these things up by myself. Everybody's staring at me. Make them stop staring, Jack. Make them stop staring. Well, yes, all right. Maybe that was a disaster, but that was back then. That was a totally different situation.
Oh, what was the situation?
Well, I was playing a particularly stressful part on another show.
Oh, do tell.
It was about a fox hunt, and I was playing the part of the fox.
Well, that doesn't sound too stressful.
It turned out to be Guy Fox that I was playing, and I was wearing flammable underwear at the time.
Well, all right then, I suppose we can try winging it. Okay then, here goes. Well, say there, Ernie. Would you like some of this delicious ice cream?
4:00.
I beg your pardon?
In the afternoon. It's 4:00 in the afternoon. Alright, so I don't work well without a script, so shoot me.
Oh, well, if you insist.
Have a care now, Jack. You almost shot me.
Oh, no, I knew that I wouldn't hit you.
How'd you know that?
Well, you know how the joke goes by now. I always miss you and hit Grumley instead.
Ah, good point. How are you doing, Mr. Grumley?
Oh, he got me, sir. Right between the signs of the Zodiac.
Signs of the Zodiac? No. I'm not even going to try to figure that one out.
What is your sign of the Zodiac, Mr. Grumley? I have you pegged as a Cancer.
Oh, no, sir. I was born too early to be a Cancer.
Oh, well, what are you, then?
Oh, I'm just a mild fever with Mercury rising.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh!
Well, it is plain to me that this show is never going to get off the ground until we have a script. We must find one.
Hey, I hears you guys is looking for a script.
Oh, no, Mr. Shifty. We know better than to buy anything from you anymore.
You don't want to buy nothing from me. Is you questioning my integritation?
Oh, I would never do that. I'm just calling you dishonest.
Oh, well, I suppose that's okay then. But why don't you want to buy anything from me?
Because you're just too low down.
Oh, well, I can fix that.
Hey, you guys want to buy a script?
Oh, that's much better.
Thank you.
Well, what kind of script do you have, Mr. Shifty?
Here we go. Take a look at this beauty. Oh, yeah. Brand new, shiny, made from the finest ingredients, with genuine Corinthian plastic upholstery, and original factory air still in the tires.
Hey, what's this here? There is a stain on the front page of the script.
Oh, that's not a stain. That's just a mole.
A mole?
Yeah. Look here, see?
Would you kindly put me down so that I can get back to digging?
Oh, I guess it is a mole.
You fellows should better hurry up and decide if you want to buy the script. The episode is half over and we still don't have a plot.
Half over? You realize what that means?
Coffee break!
My good friend Ernie, would you like to join me in a cup of coffee?
Well, certainly. Nothing like a relaxing dip in a hot cup of coffee.
Sugar?
Yes, please.
What? Oh, no, I was talking to my secretary.
Secretary? You don't have a secretary.
Oh, it must be my rubber duck then. I keep getting those confused.
Oh, I think I can straighten you out there.
Oh, do tell.
Well, you see, one is a friend for life that you just can't wait to play with in the bathtub that squeaks when you press its tummy, and the other one just sits in a soap dish and looks like a duck.
Oh, I feel so enlightened now.
I say, you silly cast members, are you ready to get back to work?
Oysters now!
Fine then, you stay in your cup of coffee. I'll go talk to the writers and see what's holding up that script. Goodness me, unintelligible mutterings. Thing that works around here's a water fountain, and even that is nasty. You there?
Oh, hey there.
Hi. What do you want, old man?
I'm the announcer from the sit down stand up show, and I'm here looking for our script.
I think we had something around here that looked like a script.
Yeah, but I think that Stinky Bob over there used it as a napkin.
I beg your pardon, I did not use it as a napkin. I'm not that sort of uncivilized creature.
Oh, what did you do with it then?
I used it as a tortilla. Big difference.
No, listen here, we need that script. Why, we're almost the entire way through the episode, and Jack hasn't even gotten to say,
"That's a spicy meatball!"
What are you talking about? He just said it.
Yes, he did, didn't he? Well, never mind then. Carry on.
Will do. Mr. Imp, would you pass me the Tabasco sauce and the liquid paper?
This has almost, but not quite, been the sit-down, stand-up show. And I'm not entirely sure that I have been announcer Fergie. And we will probably be back next week with some sort of show, I hope. Possibly, possibly not. Well, I really don't care it either way as long as I'm paid. So, toodles. ¶¶